Welcome to episode 6 of Gaff Action. This is your host, Cross-Eyed Kim. And I don't really have any news, really, so yay, you're lucky. You don't have to listen to me talk long. Anyway, all right, we're going to move on to sign action first, and there are some awesome shows coming up. I'm all excited about all of them. All right, and the first band we have up is The Action Design. If you remember Tsunami Bomb, which I do, because I love me some Tsunami Bomb. I only got to see them once. But if you remember Agent M, who was the front woman of Tsunami Bomb, her and Matt, I believe, went on to form The Action Design. Anyway, they have a show starting up February 29th in California. And they move on to March 18th in California. Then to Las Vegas, Nevada on March 21st at the Rocks Club, wherever that exists. Then next up, they're in Flagstaff, Arizona. And then Santa Fe, New Mexico. And then Albuquerque. Then Oklahoma City, Texas. And then they have another date in Texas as well, March 29th. Then April 1st sees them in Phoenix, Arizona. Then May 11th in Seattle, Washington. And then Salt Lake City, Utah. And then back in California. For more information on The Action Design, you can go to theactiondesign.com. Simple enough, right? Okay. All right, next up on Sign Action is Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys is awesome. You should check her out. If you haven't heard of her, you're probably living under a rock. Anyway, her tour actually starts April 19th, and yeah, I know that's kind of far in advance, but considering that she's so huge now, the tickets will probably be sold out before April 19th. Anyway, that first show, April 19th, is in Virginia, then on to Pennsylvania, and there are two shows in Pennsylvania before April 24th sees her in Chicago, Illinois, and then in Ohio, then St. Louis, Missouri, and then Minnesota, then Missouri, again. And then she'll be off May 5th in California. And we'll have two stops there before May 9th sees her in Las Vegas, Nevada. And if I'm rich enough to get tickets, I will be at the MGM Garden Arena on May 9th at 8 o'clock. Anyway, moving on, May 10th, we'll see her in San Jose, California, then Phoenix, Arizona, then Dallas, Texas, and Houston, Texas, then New Orleans, then on to Florida. And there are two stops there before May 28th in Atlanta, Georgia. And then in North Carolina, then Ohio, June 3rd in Detroit, Michigan, and then Cleveland, Ohio. And then moving on to June 11th in Boston, Massachusetts, and then Washington, D.C., and then Baltimore, Maryland, then New Jersey, and then New York. New York, right on. For more information, you can check out AliciaKeys.com. Next up, one of my favorites, and if you don't like this band, then you should probably unsubscribe to this podcast because you're no longer welcome. Just kidding. Not really. Nobody has to love Paramore other than myself and Paramore. Anyway, so their tour starts March 27th in Orlando, Florida. And then they'll be in Alabama, and then off to Atlanta, Georgia, and then Texas, then Lubbock, Texas, and then they'll be in El Paso, Texas as well. Then on April 5th, we'll be in California, and they'll also be in Bakersfield, California, and San Jose, California, and then Sacramento, California, before going to Oregon. And then, looks like Indiana, and then Utah, and then moving on, ooh, almost lost my place there, yep, getting old, what's wrong with my eyes, and then we have April 17th in Springfield, and then we're off to Iowa, sorry about that, I've finally caught my eyes, they now work, and then off to Illinois, and then Grand Rapids, Michigan, then Dayton, Ohio, and off to New York, then Washington, D.C., and then we got Albany, New York. Yep. Oh, and I lost my eyes again. Look at that. Oh, huh. There we go. Lowell, M.A., and then Atlanta City, New Jersey. And then another stop in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And then we're moving on to the Warp Tour, which their start date is July 1st. And I love the Vans Warp Tour. And they'll be in St. Louis and then off to Kansas City. And then Dallas, Texas, and then San Antonio, and then Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. For more information and to figure out where I lost my brain and forgot everything I was reading, you can go ahead and check them out at paramore.net. Next up, another awesome band I've seen, Motion City Soundtrack. And, yep, their tour starts April 10th. However, I'm going to tell you about it now anyways because I'm excited about it. All right, they start up April 10th in San Francisco, California. We have two stops there, and then off to San Diego, California, April 12th, which is my birthday. Send me gifts. April 13th in Phoenix, Arizona, then Oklahoma City, and then off to Louisiana, Dallas, Texas, then Austin, Texas, then Houston, Texas, then Florida, and then another stop in Miami, Florida, and then Orlando, Florida. And for the people in Atlanta, Georgia, yeah, that's already sold out April 26th. I'm sorry. But, there's still hope yet because April 27th is another show in Atlanta, Georgia. So hurry up and get that because you saw how the first one sold out. Then April 29th in South Carolina, then Washington, D.C., and then Maine, and then New York, then another stop in Rochester, New York. And May 7th in New York is already sold out. Not exciting for that. But, again, you're in luck because then May 8th is another show in New York. So get to that one before it sells out. Then next, May 9th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And then Boston, Massachusetts. And then we move on to Cleveland, Ohio. Then Columbus, Ohio. And then Indiana, and then Detroit, Michigan, which actually is, can you believe that? Once again, sold out. Yeah. They're that big, but, of course, like the other time around, May 24th, another show. And I like how, obviously, Motion City Soundtrack is all about having a second date if they have to, if they sell out, because, you know, they're amazing. And amazing people do that, if they can, because sometimes schedules don't allow it. Anyway, and then next up, May 27th in Minnesota, then Missouri, then Nebraska, Missouri, Colorado, Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah, and then Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, then Reno, Nevada, and of course, most important to me, June 13th in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Palms Casino at 7 p.m. And then June 14th in Anaheim, California. For more information on that tour, MotionCitySoundtrack.com. Next up is Nightmare of You, and March 1st season in Massachusetts. And then off to Rhode Island. And then Connecticut, New York, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and then we have New York, and then New Jersey. For more information on that tour, nightmareofyou.com. Next up, legendary band right here, it Saves the Day. First tour date, March 28th in Seattle, Washington, then Portland, Oregon, San Francisco, California, Santa Cruz, California, Chico, California, and then Sparks, Nevada. Awkward. And then an important date, April 4th, Las Vegas, Nevada at the Joint Hard Rock Hotel at 6 p.m. And then April 5th in Tempe, Arizona, and then Irvine, California, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, then Oklahoma, Houston, Texas, Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, Buena Vista, Florida, then Atlanta, Georgia, then Tennessee, Ohio, Michigan, Minnesota, and then Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, Columbus, Ohio, Norfolk, Virginia, and then Baltimore, Maryland, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and last stop, May 4th, Worcester, Massachusetts. And for more on the tour with Saves the Day, SaveTheDay.com. Next up, another great one. And this one is Tegan and Sarah. And of course, yes, this is a little later, but you better get to the tickets before they are sold out. And it starts April 16th in Bellingham, Washington, then Salem, Oregon, then Reno, Nevada, and then California, and another a few more stops in California. That'd be Davis, Santa Cruz, and Pomona, which is sold out, the Pomona. And then we have Indio, California, Phoenix, Arizona, then Albuquerque, New Mexico, Aspen, Colorado, Tulsa, Oklahoma, St. Louis, Missouri, Madison, Wisconsin, then Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and then on to Indianapolis, Indiana, and then Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then New York, which is sold out on May 12th, and then Manchester, Tennessee. For more information on that tour, TeganandSarah.com. And what is weird is that I was looking on the Death Cab for Cutie site because they have a couple tour dates and you can check them out, deathcabforcutie.com or myspace.com/deathcabforcutie, and they have a couple of dates up. But when I was looking at Death Cab's site, there was a date for a tour with Tegan and Sarah, which I'm not really sure because Tegan and Sarah don't have it listed on their site or their MySpace. So I already bought my ticket to that, and it is April 24th, I believe, and I'm hoping that Tegan and Sarah will be there because it'd be an awesome show. Death Cab and Tegan and Sarah, awesomeness and hotness all over the stage. All right, moving on. Moving on to unsigned action. If you are ready for some ska in your life, we have the Pinstripes with a first date, March 21st in Cincinnati, Ohio, and then in Dayton, Ohio, April 5th in Chicago, Illinois, and then Indiana, and then another stop in Indiana, as well as one in Columbus, Ohio. For more information, thepinstripes.net, and check them out. Ska's great. And another group that's pretty awesome, I like them, is Oh No, Not Stereo, or Oh No, Not Stereo. Oh No, Not Stereo. Anyway, first date, March 12th, is the South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, and then they have a couple more shows, actually, in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest. So check that out if you are going to go to South by Southwest. And then March 16th in Oklahoma, another stop in Oklahoma. And then Wichita, Kansas. Then Denver, Colorado. Grand Junction, Colorado. And then St. George, Utah. And Las Vegas, Nevada, March 22nd at 8 p.m. at the Dive Bar. And then April 2nd, last date, in Santa Barbara, California. For more information, go to ohnonotstereo.net. Then for local action, I only have one show because it's going to be a great show. It's one of my favorite local bands ever, The Day After, with, check this out, Girl in a Coma and Kill Lola, who I'm most excited for The Day After and Girl in a Coma. But this show is March 1st at 10 p.m. at the Beauty Bar. And supposedly the cost is $5, but you know how the venues here in Las Vegas are, especially if it's the Cheyenne Saloon, because they like to change their prices out of nowhere at the last minute, and it kind of sucks. Either that or the bands are finding out one price, and then all of a sudden when the fans come to the shows, it's another. I don't know what's going on there. Anyway, moving on to the album releases for late February and the beginning of March. We've got February 25th, Monday, with Goldfrapp coming out with Seventh Tree. Then February 26th, Tuesday, sees Beach House coming out with Devotion. Then Cherry Dennis with In and Out of Love. Then Farmer's Market, and the title for that album is still TBA, which is interesting because that's really soon. Unless that actually is the title of the album. Anyway, and then we have Janet Jackson, because she's still got albums coming out. And she's coming out with Discipline. And then Pete Rock with NY's Finest. Then Punch Brothers with Punch. And Rocket from the Crypt, yeah, with R.I.P. Then Webby with Savage Life 2. And then March 3rd, Monday, coming out with, wow, this is A-U-T-E-C-H-R-E with Chorus Dice. Mm-hmm. Just check the MySpace, the Gaff Action MySpace to see what in the world that is. And then the last one is The Oaks with Songs for Waiting. All right. And that is all for the album releases for late February and the beginning of March. And now we're going to get on to something that I'm finally going to get to do on this podcast instead of writing them on my personal MySpace. Anyway, it's the concert review. And the concert that I'm going to be talking about is the main act being Imry, who are awesome. And some of the opening bands, Cry of the Afflicted, Pierce the Veil, Mayday Parade, and As Cities Burn. Okay, and it was at Jillian's Las Vegas, Nevada, February 18th at 6 o'clock, and it was $16, yippee. And the legend will help you out so you know what the ratings are. Now, the overall concert rating can be number 5, which is mind-blowing, or 4, which is awesome. Number 3, it was all right, worth leaving my house for. Or number 2, it was better than staying at home. And number 1, should have stayed at home. All right, and the individual performances is how they are graded. A through E, A being worthy of praise. B, great. C, it was all right. D, better than sitting at home listening to silence, I guess. And E, you have to be kidding me. Anyway, moving on, Cry of the Afflicted. I don't have much to say. They got a straight up E, because you gotta be kidding me. It was crappy, and it was a screaming band. Suck. Too much suck for me. I'm tired of all these random screaming crap bands. Alright, I'm just gonna move on to Pierce the Veil, who also got an E, because, yeah. His voice was quite high pitched, let me tell you. I mean, it was like the Rocket Summer times 10, except that I like the Rocket Summer. However, Pierce the Veil, not so wonderful. I mean, the guy's voice is so high that watching him play the guitar and his capo's like on fret 7 or something, for any musicians who know what I'm talking about. A capo is something you put onto a fret of a guitar. If you know what a fret is, why don't you go to Wikipedia and look up guitar frets. Anyway, and you take the capo and you put it on a fret and it moves whatever you play up a step. And the, geez, man, he was going to have nowhere else to go on that guitar with the capo that high. And I don't even like capos all that much, even though I understand the value of a capo, because sometimes you need to change the key, which you can do if you just learn some chords and just go on for a different key. But it was hideous. It was bad. Moving on, Mayday Parade, which I know people are all in love with some Mayday Parade. They also got an E. Why? Because nothing sets them apart from other emo bands. They sound like a bad The Academy Is. And The Academy Is was great back in the day. I'm not sure I'm much of a fan of the new album, but that doesn't matter, because The Academy is still good. But Mayday Parade, no. Nothing sets you apart. Do something different. Come on, people. And As Cities Burn got a C, because they were decent, but, I mean, it sounded, I mean, the guy looked indie, and they looked indie, but then he starts singing, all of a sudden he starts screaming. I'm like, no, no. I mean, I have no problem screaming, obviously. I like Imry, but it just ruined the awesomeness of the music, because he has a great singing voice, and they have a good stage presence, and it's nice. And I just wish they would spend more time singing instead of the screaming. Moving on to Imry, who got an A plus plus plus. That's three pluses. Three pluses. And you can't see it, but when I was going to put up three fingers to say three pluses, I put up four fingers. My college education does me well. Anyway, So Emory was awesome. Of course, it was better than the last time I saw him, which was a few years ago. And it was like six guys running around the stage dressed like mountain men, looking crazy and unshaved and all over the place. Still good. Back when I saw them with Number One Gun. But this time was a lot better. They played a lot of good songs. And there was a lot of energy. And poor bassist had some kind of problem with his throat. And he couldn't do much singing, which was sad. But it was an awesome show. They have so much energy and they seem more organized and still get the crowd going. My favorite part of the whole thing was at the end when Toby was trying to get people to clap. Every single person. And of course, all of those like emo kids in the back that pretend like they're too cool for everything. And they're just sitting there and he's just pointing them out. And he's like, okay, everybody turn around and make those people clap. And I want to see everybody. And he was like, pointing out this guy in a sweater vest. Anyway, he was pointing this guy out. Some people were leaving because they were just too cool and they just got pointed out. You know, the awkward high school years where you just want to be cool and you don't like to be pointed out because you think you're cool. Just standing in the back with your arms crossed, trying to look uninterested like that's cool. Just, yeah, pay $16 to go to a show, act like a fool. It's okay because everybody else is sweaty and acting like a fool. All right then. So anyway, moving on to the overall concert rating, I gave it a 3, for it was all right, worth leaving my house for, and possibly almost worth the $16. Really, I want $6 back because, you know, I really would have liked to just pay Emory, but whatever, support the musicians. All right, so that is all for episode 6 of Gaff Action. If you have anything to say or want me to check out a band and keep track of them for you or have anything to say, you can email at gaffaction@yahoo.com, gaffaction@yahoo.com, or join the MySpace at myspace.com/gaffaction. I'm your host, Cross-Eyed Kim, and this is me signing out.